You are listening to episode 817. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up for yourself today, for giving yourself this time to sit down and spend a few moments in stillness. And whatever you're doing, whether you are going to do a full guided meditation with me today, or whether you're lying down, getting ready to go to sleep, walking around, trying to calm down, maybe just listening to the meditation as a way to calm your mind and body while you do some other activity. It's all good. We all start somewhere. And I honor you for just doing this for yourself. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And I do this so that you can explore a particular topic in depth. I find that this is how you truly gain the benefits of meditation, when you focus on one thing for a full week, and especially if you can use different ways to help you connect with this intention you have for the week throughout your day when you're not meditating. And that's why I like to share meditation techniques with you. I share a different technique each day, which of course is customized around the theme. So each meditation you listen to on this podcast is one I created especially for you, and it's completely unique. So as you're guided through today's meditation, consider our theme for this week. The theme is naturally calm. And we're being guided this week to think about ways that you feel naturally calm, not in a contrived way where you kind of force yourself into being calm or maybe even talk yourself into being calm. It's where, even though you might not feel so calm or relaxed, you might feel quite the opposite. You think about situations in your life that do bring you this sense of effortless calm. I know you have these times in your life. We all do. It may have been happening way in your past where you can't really even remember what it feels like to be naturally calm, but they're there. So think about those times when you truly woke up in the morning, you started your day, and you just felt connected. You felt the sense of inner peace within you. And try to recapture those moments this week as you meditate and as you go throughout your day. And I'll be guiding you today using a mudra. Now, a mudra, don't let that word scare you away. It's simply a way to position your hands, or you can use your body too. I share on the podcast mostly ways where you position your hands to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. And this is a wonderful technique that you can use throughout your day. Of course, you can use it in today's meditation. I do want to say you never have to use the meditation techniques. They're just an option. You can still be guided through the meditation and receive all the benefits. And you can find every meditation for this 7-part weekly series over at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M.com. You'll find the meditations. You'll find a photo of the mudra for this week. And you'll find any references that I share throughout the week. And I also want to invite you, I know many of you have signed up already, to a free webinar. It's actually a live training. It's not recorded. It is a live training I'll be sharing tomorrow. Now, I do hope my voice holds out because I'm coming down with a cold, so I sound a little bit scratchy today. But that is a live training I'll be sharing with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you go over to Sip and Om's public Facebook page there, just Google Facebook Sip and Om, you'll see a way to join the webinar. And when you sign up or register, you can also, of course, find this on my website. Just head over to sipandom.com and you'll see the registration form. Well, I have a gift for you if you sign up. It is a blueprint to being naturally calm. And what it is, it's 8 indispensable ways to use meditation techniques. I've selected the top ones to manage stress triggers that derail most people. So after doing over 800, I've done more than that, but on the podcast, over 800 meditations and working with hundreds of people personally, I have learned a thing or two about different techniques and how they can help you manage some of the top stress triggers we all have. So I'll be guiding you through ways to use these techniques. You'll actually be giving yourself an experience as I guide you to use these techniques for yourself during the training. So it's not just all theory or talk, it is an actual experience. So I'd love for you to join me. Again, you can sign up for that at my Facebook page or the website. Now, let's get you into a beautiful meditation. I love the mudra that we're doing today. It is called the Tse Mudra. It's T-S-E. And this mudra is called the Exercise of the 3 Secrets. It's a simple mudra to do. You don't even need to see a photo of this one. You simply open your hands with your palms upward. Lay your thumb across your hand. Do this with both hands. And then just bring your fingers down over your thumb. So it's kind of like you're holding your hand in a fist with your thumbs tucked in. That's it. And let me tell you a little about this mudra. We're going to be combining this with a breathing technique. So we'll layer a meditation with 2 different techniques today. And as you do this mudra, you can repeat this 7 to 49 times. But do it at least 7 times. Now, this is according to Taoist monks. This is a mudra that they often use in the tradition, especially of Chinese medicine. They often use this mudra. And it is thought that this mudra chases away sadness, reduces fearfulness, and turns away misfortune and bad luck. And it can help overcome depression. So this is a beautiful mudra for you this week as you focus on becoming your naturally calm self. Many people that I've shared this mudra have told me that it's helped bring them through some pretty dark days. So try it for yourself. Let me know what you think over on the Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you there. So now, how about giving yourself an experience of meditation using this mudra, if you so choose? Go ahead and sit up straight with your spine straight to keep yourself alert. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with their palms upward or downward. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out softly. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel now. See if you can breathe into any lingering tension, feeling that space open up and become more receptive and calmer in the process. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and soft and calm as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Feel the cool, refreshing air into your nose. Feel the hot air escape your body. If you'd like to join me in the mudra, with your hands placed on your lap, turn your palms upward. And again, place your thumb over your fingers, rather over across your hand. So it's as if you're making the number four. Your thumb is touching the pad of your little finger. Doing this with both hands, now close your fingers over your thumb, making a fist with your thumb tucked right into your fist. Your palms are upward. Now, we're going to combine your breath. Again, check your posture, straighten your spine. Your eyes are gently closed and slightly elevated. Relax your jaw, your shoulders, and your stomach. Inhale through your nose, a nice, long, even breath to the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And when it feels right, slowly exhale, and as you do so, bring in your abdominal wall. Open your hands, releasing the mudra, and imagine all your worries and fears and unhappiness leave your body. When it feels right again, close your hands back into the mudra, crossing your fingers over your thumb, making a fist with your thumb tucked in, doing this with both hands, the C mudra. And inhale again through your nose to the count of seven, and when you do so, form the sound of Om with each count. Just mentally repeating Om. Om means peace, interconnectedness. Just mentally repeat Om. 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 As you've inhaled to the count of seven. And when it feels right, release your breath through your nose, really drawing in, bringing in your abdominal wall. And as you do so, feel your self-doubt, your fear, any emotion that holds you back, feel it dissipate. Now, again, inhale to the count of seven at your own pace. Mentally repeating Om with each count. Seven times, mentally repeating Om with each count to the count of seven. Beautiful. Eyes gently uplifted. Jaw, stomach, shoulders relaxed. And when it feels right, release your breath and release the mudra. Suck in your abdomen, really drawing it inward tightly. Release your breath through your nose, visualizing yourself releasing fear, anger, sadness, anxiety, letting it go. That's fantastic. Just notice how you feel. You can continue doing this breathing exercise. It's recommended to do it by Taoist monks at least seven times. If you feel lightheaded at any point as you do this breathing technique with the mudra, just release it and resume your normal breath. Again, the mudra is Inhaling through your nose to the count of seven. Mentally chanting Om with each count. And then holding your breath in just till you feel ready to release it. And as you release it, release the mudra as well, drawing in your stomach tightly. And visually, with intention, release anxiety, stress, self-doubt, letting it go. Continue this mudra for as many times, at least seven times. Always end your meditation on a high note. So you want to meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always come back wanting more. So do the technique and then go into your meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.